Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Yes, that is right, my friends. You have tuned in ever so successfully and wisely to America's home for conservative, not bitter talk. I am your host, the one, the only, the ever so benevolent Todd Huff. It's a pleasure to be here today, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to be part of the conversation, I invite you to send an email. You can connect with us. There's forms on the website if you want to communicate. The email, though, is todd@toddhuffshow.com. You can send your thoughts and questions, whatever you want to discuss, my friends. Just make sure that I tell folks this to include the appropriate amounts of adoration and praise. I hope you realize that that is a little bit for the dramatic effect, though, my friends. But it's nice if you're nice. But, hey, if you don't want to be, that's, I guess, your prerogative. It doesn't bother me that much. I don't have feelings anymore. That's what my dad used to tell us. You can say what you want. I don't have feelings anymore. But anyway, I'm teasing, my friend. It's good to be here. Today's program, there's several things in the news I want to get to. I want to start with something that Stephen Miller was talking about, I think it was on, well, it would have had to have been yesterday, I guess, talking about some things that we might be learning from some of the data that's going to come out regarding DC crime. He's out there saying that, hey, there's a lot of things out there that are showing that the data, the crime rate, the homicides, for example, some of those, he says, are being marked as accidents instead of actual homicides. So we'll get into that, my friends, and other things. There's plenty of stuff, as you well know, to talk about in today's political world. As I've shared with you before, when I started this program, I didn't know. I used to think, how am I going to find something to talk about each and every day for however long, an hour or whatever it'll be? And that fear, my friends, is no longer something I worry about. It's really a matter of choosing which of the many things that we should talk about each and every day. Friends, let me remind you, our friends at MyPillow are here to help provide you with quality products like pillow and sheets and towels and slippers and dog beds, a whole lot more for your comfort, for your sleep. Heck, for the sleep of your pets. And you can get discounts on those products by using our discount code, which is just my first name, Todd. If you go to MyPillow.com, I think you'll be surprised if you do go to the site at the wide variety of selection, the things that you can actually get on the website, MyPillow.com, and you'll get a discount on, I say just about everything. It probably is everything. I never know for sure if they've added a product or whatever that maybe there's not a coupon discount for at the moment. But You'll get those here by partnering with us and shopping MyPillow.com. Mike is a patriot. He loves this country. His products are made here in the good old US of A. MyPillow.com, promo code Todd will get you savings on those products. Let's start the program today, as I mentioned, by referencing what Stephen Miller was talking about at a press conference. It might have been over the weekend now that I say this. I don't, when I said yesterday, it didn't quite feel right. It was recently. He was talking about some of the things that we're going to find out from the crime data that's been basically withheld from us here over the course of time. Let me start here with this headline at Fox News. DC arrests surpass 1,000 as Trump-backed crackdown enters 12th homicide-free day. I mentioned yesterday the number I had yesterday on the program. I remember that there had been 7 consecutive days without a homicide in Washington, D.C. Now we're up to 12. Now, I do understand people who think, man, this is, you know, we don't want to see, military, National Guard personnel roaming the streets of our nation's. I get the thinking, right? I mean, this country has always been, and I think wisely so, very hesitant on anything that can, well, that can be a show of too much power. You know, this is a country that's been created to have separate but equal branches of government. One branch of government can overrule or override another in any certain scenarios and instances. For example, the president, of course, can veto legislation signed by Congress. Congress can override the veto if they have 2/3 supermajority. So there's all this back and forth. A court can declare something that Congress passed unconstitutional, or an executive order signed by the president. That's another thing that I want to get into today, this President Trump's signing of an executive order targeting those who burn the flag to incite violence, which that's an important part of this, but I do want to talk about that today as well. So I understand. Listen, I understand that this is what we're experiencing right now. What we're experiencing right now is kind of the manifestation of the things coming together and happening that we have, for those of us that have followed politics and thought about the role of our government, you know, you play out scenarios in your mind to determine, you know, what the powers of the government should be. How do we make sure that a certain branch of government has enough power to get something accomplished without putting its citizens at risk of someone acting outside of those confines and, of course, threatening further liberty? But when you get down to it, what is the real threat here? First of all, DC is not a state. DC is a federal area. This is our nation's capital. This is not, again, it's important to note it's not a state. Many people want to make DC a state, which is insanity. This is an attempt by people on the left to use the people who live in Washington, D.C. proper to secure senators and representatives. This is not the intention of the founders. Specifically did not want D.C. to be a state. I've been through this before. I don't want to belabor that at this particular point, but it is a federal area. Trump has the absolute constitutional authority to do what he's done, and it has been working. And what has been the trade-off? See, this is the thing. What has been the trade-off? What has been the unacceptable loss of freedom for the people in Washington, D.C.? I'm not aware. I know they don't like to see people in fatigues walking down the National Mall or down the streets of our nation's capital. But what has been the real trade-off here? I don't know what that's been. They're not raiding homes. They're not doing unconstitutional checkpoints and things like that. In fact, you've got more examples of those sorts of things elsewhere around the 50 states, so far as I know, than what we're seeing in Washington, D.C. at the moment. And it's hard to argue with the results. It's hard to argue going 12 straight days without a homicide in our nation's capital. This is unheard of, really, in recent times. And so this is, I think, an important thing to discuss and understand. So Trump is doing something within his constitutional authority. There's been no threat or immediate loss of liberty. The results have spoken for themselves. And to me, what this outlines and highlights is that we have as a people, and this was kind of what today's Todd Talk was about, we have as a people come to accept way too much failure from our government, way too much reprehensible and just pathetic results. We've come to expect this. This has become the new normal. This is something that, again, I just look back at all of the things that Trump has changed. I know that you weren't, but as a country, we had accepted, many people had accepted wide open borders. I remember when Obama was president, back from 2009 to 17, we were told that GDP, annual GDP growth of 2%, was going to be the new normal. I remember that, the new normal GDP growth, you know, just targeting 2%. Trump comes along and immediately that changes. You know, high crime rates. Why do we accept such high crime rates? I touched on this yesterday. Why do we accept such high crime rates? I mean, for many people, we would say, well, how do we know what high is? I mean, what are we comparing it to? Well, you're comparing it to a bunch of other states, a bunch of other large cities typically, who simply don't enforce the law. Now, this isn't a slap or a slight of at these law enforcement officers. This is often how they're being told they can operate. And they certainly should be allowed to operate within the confines of the Constitution. But sometimes there are additional pressures put on them. I know officers here in this city, I've shared this before, I'm outside of Indianapolis, maybe, I don't know, a half an hour or so. Officers are reluctant if there is, you know, if they're being dispatched to a particular event in the city, they're not real sure they're going to get backed up by the political figures, the district attorney, the mayor, when it comes to these sorts of things. If there is, God forbid, if an officer has to draw his or her weapon, will the city go after them? Will they defend them? Obviously, it matters. Of course, context matters if the officer did it correctly. But if the officer legitimately is determined that drawing his or her weapon is necessary for personal protection, to defend him or herself, to stop someone from inflicting harm upon others, we ought to be able to stand beside that and defend the officer. But anytime there's hesitation because you don't know if you're going to be the one on the hot seat, like this is not a good thing. This is not a good thing. And so we've got that going on. But on top of that, we have happening, at least in D.C., and I would suspect that this is happening elsewhere as well. Stephen Miller says that there's a scandal in Washington, D.C. anyway, where they are basically trying to bury the real crime statistics. Now, the reason for this, well, just thinking this through, right? You've got in blue cities, you have politicians who a couple of years ago almost certainly were out there clamoring, defund the police. And this was pretty universal. A lot of Democrats were echoing this. Defund the police and all this sort of stuff. You defund the police, even if you're just saying that, what do you think that does to recruitment? You know, I remember back when I was a kid, I remember the military, different branches of the military. I remember some of their commercials, the few, the proud, the Marines. I remember that. I remember some of those campaigns that were written to appeal to kids my age, kids that grew up in the 80s, kids that grew up in the 80s, to join the military to defend this nation, to defend our liberties. You compare that to the messaging we've seen from liberal lunatics or when the leftists have been running the show, and it's a tremendously different sort of storyline, sort of narrative. And you could say the same would be true for the police force. Who would want to aspire to be a police officer? And this is not, if you're an officer, thank you for your service. This is not to put that down at all. I'm just saying, given how some of these politicians have treated law enforcement, have talked about law enforcement, have immediately said, if you are, finding yourself in a situation where you had to use physical force, you're immediately assumed to be the one who has done something wrong. You're maligned, attacked in the media. This has happened several times on a national scale. Officers having to, in some cases, relocate. Officer, was it Darren Wilson, I think was his name, is one. When you hear the full story, the vast majority of the time, once you get the video evidence and understand what happened, Michael Brown, that whole story with, I think it was Officer Darren Wilson. Darren Wilson didn't do anything wrong. They made it sound like the initial narrative was Wilson got out of his car, saw a large black male walking down the street, and the kid put his hands up, and he was then shot. That's what they wanted you to believe. Once we get the full story, we find out that Michael Brown charged Officer Wilson. He was fighting with him, physically fighting with him inside at the door, but inside the cop car. The gun was discharged at a basically point-blank range. I mean, he was on top of him, a large black male attacking an officer, and it's just framed as it's got to be racially motivated. When you hear the full story, you realize if I or any reasonable person was Officer Wilson, I unfortunately would have tried to take the same course of action. Hate the result, but that is completely justified. Officer Wilson, was maligned and just totally lied about. And the narrative has to fit the broader picture of politics. Of course, they use this to empower themselves, to come up with narratives, to get people fired up and upset about things. But the stuff that they're fired up and upset about isn't actually what happened. And all this stuff kind of blends together to where now these folks who are leading these Democrat-run cities are now having terrible results when it comes to crime rates. But why? You've defended, in many cases, the criminals. You've tried to stop people from deporting the people who are here illegally. You've excused the behavior of certain criminals. You have not given people a reason to want to join law enforcement. You've made them hesitant. You've made them uncertain that, they're not sure if something happens, if it all goes down, if the state's going to stand beside them, even if they follow the rules and the procedures, even when they're procedures that involve the use of force and maybe even, these things get messy really quickly. And so now you've got a place where crime, you have places where crime is on the upswing. And it's understandably so. I mean, this is exactly what you get. It's exactly what any person who stopped to think about these things would expect, is that you would see crime rates on the rise, and people on the good side, the law enforcement side, who are hesitant about doing the things that maybe they need to do sometimes. Even the most well-meaning folks, I don't mean in some planned out way, but at the moment that they have to make a critical decision, they might hesitate. And that can result in their loss of life or their physical harm. So all that stuff's brewing. You've got Stephen Miller in the White House. Trump's team has taken over law enforcement and have sent in the National Guard in our nation's capital. We've got 12 straight days now without a homicide in Washington, D.C. And Stephen Miller says, listen, this is even worse than you think. And here he is standing by the president in the Oval Office explaining some of the things, some of the data manipulations that have been happening in our nation's capital.
We've uncovered, in the process of uncovering, a massive scandal in Washington, D.C. with the doctoring of crime stats. And the Department of Justice, under the Attorney General, is leading the effort to uncover this. But when we ultimately share the results, it will stun you. The extent to which, even though D.C. had the worst crime in America, honestly measured, it dramatically understated how bad it was. There's even accusations that murders and homicides were reported as accidents instead of murders. I mean, this is how severe the manipulation of the crime data has been in this city, and it will all be uncovered and it will all be brought to light. You know, I've had a chance to spend some time, as is everyone here, with the police officers in the city. Members of the public are going up to them and thanking them, just overflowing with gratitude, because for the first time in their lives, they can use the parks, they can walk on the streets. You have people who can walk freely at night without having to worry about being robbed or mugged. They're wearing their watches again. They're wearing jewelry again. They're carrying purses again. People had changed their whole lives in the city for fear of being murdered, mugged, and carjacked. It is a literal statement that President Trump has freed 700,000 people in this city who were living under the rule of criminals and thugs. And the last thing I'll say.
Yeah, so that's what's happening. That's the result. And now he's saying that the results are going to stun us once we realize just how bad the cover-up is. Actually saying that murders and homicides were reported as accidents instead of actual murders. I mean, it's unbelievable, but in another sense, it's completely what you would expect when you have the godless radical left running the show in our nation's capitals. Friends, let's face it, there are a lot of companies out there that do not share our Christian values. The good news is that we do not have to invest in them. And you know what? Why would we? This is, I you know, there was a time, and I remember Ramsey used to talk about this. Ramsey used to say, look, you can't go through and, you know, determine all these little factors as to, you know, what companies are doing. It's just too complicated. And I think that there was a time when that was probably the case. You couldn't, you know, it would be hard to judge and hard to stay on top of all these things. But things have changed. Things have changed today. And we are in the midst of an incredible culture war, a war on truth, candidly, is what we have in this country. And so why wouldn't we want to invest in the companies that support our values when there is a cultural and a cultural civil war, a war on truth happening here in this country? At 48 Financial, my friends, they specialize in what is called biblically responsible investing. They can help you screen out companies that go against your faith and your values and create a plan that's tailored to your specific goals. They'll handle that heavy lifting for you so you can focus on what truly matters. If you want to see how your current investments, what you currently have today, if you want to see how those align with your values, all you have to do is go to 48financial.com/Todd, 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, because your values matter and so does your money. Friends, I'm going to have to take a time out here. When we get back, I want to pick up on this conversation about what's being reported or underreported in our nation's capital. I want to segue as we continue moving through this the program today. I want to segue into the flag burning executive order that Trump has written, and we'll get there, my friends, in due course. Got to take a time out here first. Back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4-8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4-8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. So you can see, again, we've alluded to this a couple of times in the past few weeks. We've alluded to this a couple of times. You can see how this game is played. And it's not a game. I mean, this is candidly, in this particular instance, life and death. These are murders. These are homicides that are allegedly here by the White House that are not being reported. So, again, to complete the picture we were painting, you have a scenario where the left has set itself up against law and order and justice and truth. Then they try to redefine those things. They try to tell me what is true. Of course, they don't like to say anything is true. They try to act as though they're moral relativists. But of course, anytime you demand that your version of reality, moral relativism, is itself true, you've also made a truth claim, which is a self-defeating principle. But the left, that never stops them. And this, of course, is way too much heavy thinking for the left. But the reality is, take it easy, I'm just kidding a bit, but they're hell-bent on this, friends. Listen, the radical left, the godless radical left, they hate truth. I can't overstate this. They hate truth. Truth comes from our Creator, comes from Almighty God. He is the source of truth. He is the source of morality. He's the source of right and wrong. Surely, I mean, we can have culturally just different preferences in the way that certain groups of people, certain countries do things. That's one thing. But to say that something is morally right, in fact, if you look at I'm going through the book of Leviticus right now as I'm taking this second trip through the Bible recap with Tara Lee Cobble, which I highly recommend if you get the Bible app, or there's lots of places you go to her website too, but you can get this, the Bible study. But as I go through the book of Leviticus, there's different things, there's different types of laws that God has passed along or spoken to the people through the books in the Pentateuch, especially the latter books. There's the civil law, which Israel at the time was a theocracy, so their faith and the laws that they had were going to work completely hand in hand. And so there was a civil law that was set up. There was also the ceremonial law that was set up. This is where you had the rules for entering the tabernacle, eventually the temple, the way that you had to purify yourself. You had to have an atonement for your sins. It wasn't just atonement for sins. That's the most important thing. But you also had to ceremonially make yourself clean, which didn't necessarily have to do directly with sin. It had to do with just the fallen nature of the world that, maybe you encountered a dead body or just different things with body fluids. You had to go through a ceremonial process. But then there's the moral law as well, the moral law of God, and you're looking at the Ten Commandments sort of things. Those are the things that apply. Those are the things that are, like, that is bedrock truth. If you read the Ten Commandments, or you're familiar with them, those are the sorts of things upon which truth is built, things that we can make legitimate truth claims about how a society should function. The left is not like that. The left doesn't like, and I'll say this as well, all of us at some level don't like, this is our sinful nature, the idea that we have to submit ourselves to an authority that's not ourselves. And so there's conflict there as a sinful person when we come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. And there's a fight with the flesh. But there are those who are diametrically opposed to the truth, and they want to rewrite it. They want to live their lives as they think that they should. And they're willing to bring along anyone else in the process say, you know what, I believe someone on the left would say, I believe in murdering babies. You believe in, you know, mutilating children's bodies and changing their anatomy, or trying to anyway. Yeah, come on in, right? And you start having all these groups of people who at the core just want to not have to live their lives in a way that's consistent with moral truth, because they don't like the moral law and they don't like the moral lawgiver. And so this is where this comes from. And so now you've got those types of folks. And I don't mean to say that every Democrat falls into that category. That's not my point. But the radical left, I do. I make no apologies for that. This is who the radical left is, and they've taken over a chunk of the Democrat Party. And so now you've got those folks running the show. They're redefining everything. Everything must be viewed through the lens of race and ethnicity and gender for these folks, instead of about what's right, what's true, what's good. Who cares what the race of the person is who murdered someone? They should be detained and face justice. The world is going on here. It's just incredible to me. And in the process of this, they've stirred the emotions, because this country does have a reprehensible history with racism and slavery. And so there's a lot of things that we shouldn't have done in our nation's history that fuels this as well. These things are all conflated, mixed together, and you have these politicians who are running wild in these cities and in, well, even in some federal capacities as well. They find themselves often, quote unquote, serving. I don't think that's the appropriate term. Getting wealthy off of being a bureaucrat and so forth. Anyway, so you got those folks there. They hate what's good and what's true and what's right and law and justice. They want to promote the things that allow them to live their lives and to not be condemned or judged or spoken down about or whatever in society. They believe they're convicted so much internally by what they're doing, I believe, that they can't stand to hear it coming from someone else externally on the outside. And so what do we have? We have a scenario where these folks have been running the show. They've been saying the bad guys are the good guys. They've changed all sorts of things. They've basically unmotivated people to want to serve in these roles that are important. And now the crime rate's going up. They're going to be held politically accountable for the crime rate going up. And what do? They can't change it. Their ideology does not allow them to change it. The course that they are on, the course that their ideology will take us to, if followed to its natural conclusion, is absolute, just, it's an absolute disastrous society. It's a lawless one. It's one where there is no truth, at least from their perspective. They've totally dismantled that, and, you know, nothing good. Our rights, they say, don't come from God. This is a man-made construct, and all these sorts of things. That's the direction that they're heading. Absolute lawlessness. Absolute destruction. That's where they take us. And so the only way to actually not be held truly politically accountable here is to lie about the results. And that's what Stephen Miller is saying that they've done. They can't change them. They can't improve them. People are wanting to see the crime rates go down. Well, no problem. I'll just report things differently so that the crime rate will come down. And so, see, when I say that this is, I just, you know, at some level you have to trust, you have to have trust or you don't, right? So, for example, like let's say you're a business owner and, you know, you're monitoring, your employees, your staff, and you have them, maybe you pay people by the hour, they clock in, right? You have them fill out whatever, reports on what they worked on, or there's check-in sessions or whatever. And you can do all these things. You can do all these things to trust but verify. Just, hey, I trust you, but I'm going to verify that you're doing what you said you're going to do. But at the end of the day, if they enter data into the system that's incorrect, and you've had all these other checkpoints to monitor everything, but they found an avenue in that you can't fully capture and understand how they're getting this amount of work done and this amount of time that you're paying them for. It is, my friends, that is, there's always a vulnerability. And if you can't trust the people who are telling you the data, it's time to totally dismantle. I don't mean dismantle the government. I mean remove the clowns that have been telling us the information that we can't rely upon. If we can't rely upon it, then nothing. We'll never know anything. We'll be chasing our tails. We're operating in the dark. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king, it's been said. And they're keeping us in the dark deliberately and then telling us you can't argue with the numbers, except for you can. If the person entering the numbers is entering the wrong numbers, you can argue with the numbers. And that's the point, my friends. Friends, I mentioned yesterday, some of you may be on a carnivore diet, a paleo diet, a diet that may be relying high on meat and eggs and that sort of thing, which is great. You can have great results from that, but sometimes that could cause the cholesterol to go up. Maybe a good idea to couple what you're doing with the diet with the product called Solti. It's an all-natural way that's been scientifically proven. Science has spoken on this to lower cholesterol. It's lowered the cholesterol of a lot of folks. It may be able to do the same for you. I take the product. You can too. It's very affordable. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Promo code Todd gets you 50% off your first order and free shipping. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Timeout is necessary here, my friends. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold. gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your bump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You may have noticed that we have a studio sponsor now. The studio is now called the Full Suite Wealth Studio. And Full Suite Wealth is here, my friends, to help you when you've reached that stage when managing your money feels like juggling more than just numbers. When you have things like tax planning, estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more, that's when family office services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into a cohesive strategy, a cohesive plan. Their family office services gives you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, legal expertise, all under one roof. And the bigger and more complicated your system or your situation becomes, the more necessary this sort of thing is. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, and making sure your legacy stays strong for generations to come. If you're ready for that next level of support, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. Again, that's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. All right, I promised you that the other thing, I'm shifting gears here, that I would get to today was a bit of news that happened yesterday. Headline here, Trump signs executive order banning flag burning, warns those who desecrate flag will get a year in jail. Now, couple things on this. Number one, I personally find flag burning to be, disgusting. I do personally. That's a symbol of what many people fought and died for. I love this country. I don't love everything about the country. I've said on this program before, I'm not going to burn the flag, for example, just because of our nation's abortion laws in the past with Roe v. Wade. I personally think that burning the flag is typically designed to elicit a response. I don't know why someone feels the need to do this if you take away the symbolic portion of this, but I personally have never been one who agrees with or likes this approach. I think it's bad, it's disrespectful, and it's something that I just could never foresee. What happens if our nation became a communist dictatorship? I don't know. I still don't think I would. I don't know. But the point is, I don't personally like it. The question is, should someone be allowed to do it? The courts ruled several times, the Supreme Court, defending flag burning. And so the court has basically said it's a form of free speech, and I actually agree with that. Now, when I was in school, I don't think that they teach this anymore. Maybe somewhere they do. But used to, we would say, if you want to talk about the issue of free speech, you can really, the best way to determine if you believe in free speech is whether or not you would defend someone's right to say something with which you absolutely and completely disagree, something that is maybe the exact opposite of what you personally believe and what you personally think. I fall into that category. I would defend the right of the atheist to say to say things about how much he doesn't like God. I think this is necessary. It's necessary for us to expose bad ideas and get to truth. It's a necessary, it's ugly. It can be ugly and messy and all this sort of stuff, but I think it's a necessary thing. It's people should be able to express however they choose to express it, so long as it does not directly impact another person's life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness. And so this is something Trump has done. If you read the executive order, though, it looks like it's really only targeting people who are using flag burning to incite violence, which, again, now you're getting to a category that the court has said, look, if you're trying to incite violence, now your ability to say something is a little bit different. Fighting words, for example, are not the same as just expressing a thought or disdain for something. So the devil's in the details. I don't think this is as clear-cut as it might seem at first, that if you burn the flag, there's an executive order saying you're going to spend a year in jail, period. That's something that, while I understand where that's coming from, I personally do not agree with that. I say this, number one, because principle matters. And I also would encourage you to read the executive order, because it gets a little bit closer to gray area when it starts talking about, you know, inciting violence, burning a flag to create, you know, to basically kick off a violent act or something. That's different. That is different. But that's what's going on. And some people say, look, you know, we have this tribalism, and we do. And we do. We have tribalism out there. I've said before that in today's world that we live in, when something happens or a news story breaks, you've got about 3 seconds to decide what you believe, and that's based upon the political affiliation of the person who's involved and all that sort of stuff. That's not healthy to a society. So there are things with which I disagree with this administration. Not many. This would be at least one of them. In context, read into the full context, though, for the full understanding of the executive order. But I got to run. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Bauman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.